Jay's Restaurant post-game show here tonight. Homecoming, Deb Phil joins us to get the win. I would have appreciated a sweep, but oh well.
That's right. We need learning opportunities.
There you go.
We need to, and that's every match we go into is a learning opportunity, and we learned quite a few things tonight.
25-23, those first couple, very close. It seemed in that first set, whoever called the timeout came out of the timeout, and they'd win 3-4 points in a row.
Right, and we did some adjusting to some things tonight, but I thought our kids serve receive a lot better tonight than maybe what we did on Tuesday night. Serve and serve receive, and then like we would miss a serve, and then like two bad passes in a row, and then the other team, boom, they're right back into it, and that's what happened to us. So, but I thought our kids responded really well. I mean, I thought we played really well in the fifth set.
You look at the scores; they're tight. If you watched it. Very close. I mean, you had that big run in the fourth set, and they came back. You had the big run in the fifth set, and you closed them out. But it was very tightly contested. And as you said, the serve-receive was good. The passing was good. The digs, you had, what, four, five, maybe six girls with double digits in digs tonight.
Right. So, I thought we showed some really good hustle. We had a couple players. I know Bridget ended up in the
student section
row of the bleachers. So, and it was a great job by them to let her go, because if they would help her at all, it would have been side out. So, I thought our kids played well. I know the Colonel Crazies were awesome.
Are those old jerseys or what are those?
Those are throwback jerseys. Those are old.
From like the 80s?
Old, those are ours.
90s?
So they get them out every homecoming. And
there you go.
Yep.
Chelsea Brewster with another double-double, 20 kills, 18 digs for her. Carly had 17 kills. Mac had 14 kills. Mandy had 40 assists. Bridget had 20 digs. So some season highs mixed in there. Cassie Horman came in. Seemed like she served pretty well in that fourth and fifth.
Right. And, you know, that's why you have a bench, and that's why you have the kids that we do. And I thought that they did a good job. You know, I got to give Aberdeen credit, because we were up quite a bit on them in the fourth set. And then I think they had 8 kills in a row. The same spot. Now you think we would have made that adjustment a little bit, but you know, I thought they did a really good job of adjusting as they went too.
And then Brooklyn Kusler, only a sophomore, but she's going to be the next great Aberdeen player.
She's going to be, yep, she's a good player.
So good win for you guys. You go to 11-3. You haven't lost back-to-back matches all year, so you keep that winning formula going. Then you're on the road twice next week. You got Brookings, you got O'Gorman. But you got some days off here, so that's good.
Right, and we need a little bit of rest after 5 matches in 10 days.
Yes.
And how many of them were 5 sets, right?
3 of them, yeah. So a good stretch here, 11-3. Get some good wins there against Aberdeen.
Right.
And get that win last week against Roosevelt. So we'll give you a couple of days break here, and we'll see you back on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
Player of the match, Chelsea Brewster. 20 kills, 18. Who? All right, we'll do that as well. Bridget Thill, 20 digs, very impressive in the student section with one of them. So we'll go with the Bridget Thill. Serving good as well. She served well
there as well.